The last several weeks, we have been talking about superheroes, biblical superheroes. And while I'm introducing this, our ushers are going to pass out the sermon notes for you, and I invite you to keep them out and follow along with me as I progress today. And that reminds me, don't forget to take those study guides home that Cliff makes. Keep them by your prayer chair along with all the prayer concerns in your bulletin, that way you can pray and study and have devotions as well. Well, what have we learned so far on this trek of how to be a superhero? We've been focusing on ordinary people. And this is the important thing we need to understand. These are ordinary people who have now become what we see as biblical superheroes. Through this, we have been trying to see and understand what trait that we might be able to glean from them to help us live superhero lives. Now, first we talked about David, and according to David, he faced Goliath with a dangerous faith. A faith in God, not a fear of Goliath. And my question for you that week, and it continues to be, do you face your Goliaths with a dangerous faith, a faith in God, and not a fear of your Goliath, whatever that might be? Second, we learned from Paul that to be a superhero, he had focus and fortitude. And my question for you that week, and it continues to be, do you have focus and fortitude not only in your life and what you do, but also in your faith walk, in your spiritual journey? Third, we celebrated Mary and found that she had a childlike faith and showed obedience to God's plan. And once again, my question that week was, do you have Mary's faith and show the obedience she had to God's plan with God's plan for you? Do you have that obedience and that childlike faith? Fourth, over the 4th of July, Cliff spoke of how Joseph's faithfulness led to his greatness. Led to his greatness. Do you continue to dream? Do you continue to follow God's will wherever it leads you? Last week, we focused on Noah and learned that God can give us, let's say it together, big, hairy, audacious goals, right? And the means to carry that out. So God can give you big, hairy, audacious goals and the means to help you carry them out. And the question I left you with last week was, will you step out in faith? Will you step out in faith? Will you take on that big, hairy, audacious goal and understand that God is going to be with you as you walk that journey? Well, today we're going to focus on Moses. And what can we learn from Moses today that made an ordinary man a biblical superhero? So today we're going to read from Exodus chapter 3. I invite you to open your Bibles or the pew Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. We'll be reading 1 through 12 and then skipping some and going from 4 to chapter 4, 1 through 5. But I will read it as if it's just one verse after another there. So just know that if you're following along. Once you find that, would you please stand with me if you're able. Raise those Bibles high above your head and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is... I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name,